Hello, welcome to the Hot Jollof podcast. First things first, let me make it clear that I love love. There is no bad energy with me and love. But the slight chance in the offing that you might just eat breakfast is one of those things that put me off relationships and all of that stuff. So most of my life, I have tried as much as possible to stay away from eating breakfast and collecting heartbreak. But that doesn't mean I have not related in some instance to heartbreak from either friendship or some romantic relationship, sort of. Maybe I do well to mask it. So I thought about making a list today, and it occurred to me that, okay, when I feel a certain type of way, there's certain types of song I would love to listen to. And of course, heartbreak is a feeling that is very real as much as love is. So, here we go. Top 10 Nigerian songs that mirror society. Heartbreak. That's our episode for today. If you have been in this pool for a while, there is a good chance that you might have experienced heartbreak too. From either outright rejection, unrequited affection, a cheating partner, or just a disappointing flaw that would otherwise make your partner very perfect for you would just occur, and of course that would lead to breakfast collecting, if you understand what I mean. And let's me make it clear that of course Nigerian artists too are humans who have experienced these feelings of love and heartbreak, and in a very good way have expressed this range of feelings in songs. And although they may not be necessarily true expressions of life experiences, they capture the elements of heartbreak that I try to delist out over the course of what we've been discussing so far. And they tell these stories in very familiar and relatable ways that would appeal to the listener as much as they tell their own story from their artistic point of view, extending their sonic storytelling in beautiful ways. So without further ado, let's get to the list of top 10 songs that mirror society, heartbreak. Number 10 song for me on this list is Clever J featuring Danny Young and Prince Banton, Connie Connie Love. Now, if there is anything you cannot but love about Nigerian music industry, it is the fact that Gbedu is assured. It doesn't matter what the artist is singing about, even if it's genocide like Timaya did with the Mama, or heartbreak like Connie Love, Clever J and Danny Young. Nigerian musicians would always want to serve you Gbedu. Now, why I think this is a good thing is that it mirrors the feel good attitude about Nigerians. Despite how bad things are, despite how sad they may be feeling, there's always a chance that they would always try to look out of that situation with a very upbeat attitude, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So Gbedu is always assured. Like this song, for instance, now there's an upbeat tempo dancehall production to a heartbreak song. Who does that if it's not a Nigerian artist? It's even near comical, because when I was listening to this song this morning as I was trying to make the list from other songs, of course, you can perceive from his performance that it was very heartbroken. But the fact that the beat just keeps going on and on and on, and trust me, it's a song that you want to listen to. And if you're heartbroken and you want a dance, this is your song. So Connie Connie Love, Clever J, Prince Banton and Danny Young. What I like about this song is that this is a very common story where you meet somebody you like and they give you the lead on to something that you want with them. I mean, the guy even name drops places, familiar places in Lagos like Agege, Lasu and all that. So it's like somebody telling you a story of how they found love and got heartbroken. Still, they make it fun. And as much fun as you are having, everybody has been there with people who would love you and leave you on a high without reaching back to you and all of that, P. But this, where this song fails me most is the fact that on the features, as much as the featured artists collaborate well sonically on the song, they kind of miss the theme of the song. But I would say Clever J's input is the most important part of the song, and it is where I look forward to most when I listen to this song. So if you are needing a song that would remind you of your heartbreak and at the same time make you dance, Connie Connie Love, Clever J featuring Danny Young and Prince Banting. Number 9 song for me on this list is Ira Starr, Away. I think in romantic relationships, you can be heartbroken by a ton of factors, and people react to heartbreak in different ways. Some people know how to mask their pain with removing themselves from the situation, just going into somewhere they can have some personal space. And I think this song reflects that position as a state of mind in those kind of people. So you don't even necessarily have to be in that shoe to understand it if you listen to Ira Starr's Away. The persona of the song, that's Ira Starr's persona, is someone who has a love interest whose character flaw overshadows whatever intent they may have towards Ira Starr's person. So she's basically identifying the fact that, okay, look, no hard feelings. There is no affection anymore here for you. Let's keep it moving. I know what you have done. You've cheated on me with some girls from the East, according to her lyrics. And I like the fact that it's a very slow song. It's not your regular Afrobeat song. So her performance kind of shines through and just shows how much of the song is resignation to the fact that, okay, you're a cheat and I can't continue this with you. But I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to ask questions. Let's just keep it moving and all of that. So it's like balancing a coin on its side, and she does it very perfectly, and that's what makes it one of the songs on my list today. Number 8 song for me is Genie, Ego. This song is easily one of the most recognizable songs in Nigerian music history, and if you have not heard this song, it's either you have been living under a rock in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, or you have been on Mars since at least 1870 something. I mean, you have to have heard this song if you are Nigerian enough. You may be Nigerian and may not have lived in Nigeria for most of your life, so you may not have heard this song, but this song is one of those songs that you would easily identify with Nigerian music. Now, as at the time this song was out, the production and sound engineering for Nigerian music was not at the stage it is right now, where you can get good songs and good production and good engineering on your song. So, but I think that the raw effect of Genie's Ego aids the music in portraying the innocence of a ditched lover who is assuring themselves that they are still capable of loving this person, even though they have been ditched by the person. And okay, let me just say, it sounds like it was recorded on the phone. That's the kind of, it's very amateurish, but it's one of those things that make the song very rich for me, because you can feel the intensity of his affection towards this Ego person and the fact that they dumped him or they ditched him. So if you have been ditched recently and you're needing a song that would move you, Genie's Ego is that song for you, and I recommend that song. Most of the songs I talk about on the Hot Jollof podcast are songs I would recommend to you to listen based on the theme we are discussing at the point in time. Number 7 on this list for me is Thames, Damages. Now, my interpretation of this song is very simple, in the fact that we have all had these manipulative people around us, myself included. We have had these types of lovers who would always make themselves the victims of their own actions and make us believe we are hurting because of our own decisions instead of their own actions. And
Tems kind of plays this song out in the way that says, okay, I've had your bullshit for a while. You are always coming back to hurt me and make me entertain you after you hurt me and all of that. So I've had enough and you can't hurt me anymore. What I like most about Tems is the way that she writes her songs. She writes it in a very relatable way, even if the language is grand. You can still relate to it in a very human way, a very positive way, and that's just crazy because not many musicians have that talent when it comes to songwriting, and this is one of those songs for me that explains manipulative lovers off as people you should not give that opportunity to keep doing what they are doing to you, and whatever you have with them is just keep it moving, man. Enough of the damages, enough of the hurt and all of that. So that's why Tems' Damages is on my list for today at number 7. Number 6 song for me on this list is Joe Boy featuring Mayoko, Don't Call Me Back. Now, one of the most difficult things about heartbreak is identifying the fact that you are not good enough for someone who you think you are or you want to be with. Yes. There is always this excuse you give yourself that, okay, I'll try to stick around, I'll try to stick around. Even when they are showing you that you are not supposed to be here, I don't want to be here with you, I don't want your company, you're always sticking around thinking something would give, if that makes any sense. And nothing actually gives, because you only end up hurting yourself more instead of just getting that outright rejection from them that says, okay, look, I don't want to have this thing with you anymore, or no, let's keep it moving and all of that. So you always have that doubt in your head that something can work, something can work, something can work, and it doesn't actually work. It's that way with so many relationships. You just keep sticking around because the person doesn't tell you anything. You just have to assume that something is up with them and all of that. But in the end, when you finally get your things together and you get your shit together and you want to leave, and I don't think you can even leave in most of those cases. Something has to happen for you to leave. And even when you're trying to leave, you always have that ray of hope pulling you back, like, okay, when I leave, don't call me back and I'll be hoping that they would actually want you back into their lives. But it's one of those things. So if you have ever been in one of those situations of heartbreak where you get that amount of unrequited love and you are like, okay, if you want to be with me, be with me. If you don't want to be with me, you can leave. Joe Boy's Don't Call Me Back featuring Mayoko is the song for you. And that's why it's on my list at number 6. Number 5 song for me on this list is Style Plus's Imagine That. In case you're forgotten, when I said it the first time, I mentioned that Nigerian songs always go with a certain amount of gbedu. It doesn't matter what the person is trying to say, there's always gbedu in the background. You just have to dance, even if you're going through shiggy, you just have to, you know, shake your body and all of that. So in this song, Style Plus is actually narrating the fact that they have gone through multiple heartbreaks over the course of their lives, but still they make it very fun. And it's crazy because Style Plus is one of those, as a group, they are one of those artists who have managed to create a brand for themselves for making songs with romantic intent. But it's crazy because at the same time, some of their biggest songs are songs about heartbreak, from Olufunmi to Imagine That, and they've always made it a groove. That gbedu effect is always about it. So what they're saying basically on this song is that tomorrow is another day. They hurt you today, they break your heart today. You're eating breakfast at night. Tomorrow is a new day. Move your body now. That's the lyric. Yeah, I believe so. Those are the lyrics of the song. Everybody move your body now. Tomorrow is a good day. Forget about the blue day. Something like that. It's one of those upbeat songs that you want to listen to when you have those heartbreak moments, to be honest. So basically, it's like saying, even if you are eating jollof, in your breakfast. You're not the only one. Move your body. Wake up, my body, and you know,
Jersey.
Don't go and kill yourself. Tomorrow is a new day and all of that. You've suffered multiple heartbreaks, people have been there for you and they have left. Tomorrow is a new day. You still find another lover. Don't go and kill yourself. I'm sorry. I'm
trying to get something out of the
so that's it for me on Style Plus. Number four song for me on this list is Asha Mibanke. Mibanke. That's the title of the song, Mibanke. Sorry, I still have my nose stuffed. It's crazy, I swear.
Okay. Away from all the lightheaded stuff and all of that, heartbreak is always something that is not so easy to manage for many people. Some people usually hold their partners to such lofty extent that when heartbreak finally comes, it sweeps them so hard and so quickly off their feet that you can see that they are barely seeing life through the same lenses that they once did. And it's crazy for me because it happens. It happens. And when something like that happens, many of them turn to hurtful tendencies, some resort to self-harm, while others just simply cry. So what Asha is saying on her song Mibanke is basically, when I cry, just leave me alone. That's what it means in Yoruba, Mibanke. When I cry, I don't want your sympathy, I don't want anything, just leave me alone and let me cry. And I think it kind of makes sense because when somebody is hurt and they desire space, your coming into their space at that particular time is actually a disservice to what you want to do to them, because you'd rather give them that space that they want while you assure them of your availability in case they need you, instead of trying to, it's selfish to try to put yourself into their space and all of that. So when somebody is crying for a heartbreak, just give them chance. That's what Asha is saying,
and that's what I'm saying too. Give them chance. Let them
just cry their cry and all of that.
So that's it for me. Number four, Asha Mibanke. Number three song for me on this list is Omale, Understand. One of the biggest things about romantic relationships is commitment, and there is no telling what a person might do if they are committed to their lover. Some people really go away and above to do things for their lovers that they ordinarily would not do for somebody else. These sacrifices are sometimes unrequited in the fact that you may do all of that and the person would not even appreciate it enough to show back the affection that you think you deserve. That's why you have situations like, oh, after all I've done for you and all of that. Omale's Understand is from the staple of that mentality of, after all I've done for you, you still cheated on me with my best friend, still cheated on me with so and so person, this is that, and all of that stuff. And look, in my opinion, breakfast is breakfast. Even if you kill yourself, you still chop breakfast. Even if you do anything for your lover, you still chop breakfast. So that's why it's on my list. That's why it's very high up too, because I'm a believer in breakfast. Use your head when you're in love. Don't go and kill yourself. You are doing all the things for your lover and all of that and all of that and all of that. You still chop breakfast. They will still cheat on you. So Omale, number three, Understand. Number two song for me on this list is P-Square, Omogemi. Passing the baton from
heartbreak, like when your friend and your significant other come together behind you and decide that they want to fuck you up mentally. You get it? It's crazy because double homicide, two people are going to die. That's it. The song actually is asking you,
after a very lengthy narration of how their best friend and their significant other is having a thing behind their back, like, oh, it's not even a girlfriend kind of thing. It's a fiance, because he mentions that this is somebody that he wants to get married to and all of that. But in the end, this person is cheating on them with their best friend and they're asking me, what would you do if you were in their shoes? Somebody is going to jail and two people are going to die. That's what I would do. So if you haven't listened to the song, or if you have listened to the song, or it's been a while since you listened to the song, I recommend the song to
you to go and listen.
Because that's just what I think. How would somebody you have devoted that much to, sort of committing that much to, would cheat on you with somebody who you are that close to? It's crazy. It's very deep. And I don't know, man. I already said what I wanted to say. If something like that happens to me, I don't know. I would not lie. I don't know. I'm just probably just joking about that stuff. But it's deep. It's very hurtful. Like, it's heartbreak of the highest order to have that, because it's actually coming from two places that your trust lies the most. If your trust is broken on one end, it's very painful. When it's broken on two ends, it's
crazy. I swear. It's very crazy. So they're asking you, what would you do if
your best friend and your lover are having an affair behind you?
That's what the song is about. So it's a heartbreak song that I recommend. It's on my list, number 2. P Square or Mogemi.
Number 1 song on this list for me is Gary, Not the Girl. Now, this song stings. Because,
I mean,
more than unrequited love, one of the most hurtful things about relationships is watching your
significant other
slip out of your grasp. It's crazy because you have been with this person for a while, you've dedicated that much time to this person, but in the end, all you get is quiet and the unrequited love. And you can't actually reach out to them because you don't even know what they are thinking about. You know that
their mind
is no more with what you have together, and you can't help it. It's crazy, and it's one of those heartbreak songs that just leaves you with a feeling like you're dying slowly. That's how it feels, actually. Like, you're dying slowly. You're living with somebody that you do not have anything in common with anymore. Crazy stuff, I tell you. And on that note, I think I would end this list for today. I'm sorry for the production quality. This cold is killing me, I swear. But I would rather not stay away from making a podcast than putting it off because of a stuffed nose or anything. The show goes on. You understand? So that's the end of this podcast for today. If you're listening through any means, hopefully the next time we're making a podcast, it will be better sounding than this. And hope to see you next time. Subscribe, like, stream Nigerian music, and
bye.